talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening next weekend, January 29th through the 31st, at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. The Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April. And the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which is a show we have every August. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you today. Today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops. And Real Deal Countertops is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up next weekend. And we'll be talking with Rafael Quetevez with Real Deal Countertops. Also, William Fields with Lee Filter. Frank Januzzi with Leisure Depot. And Leisure Depot is giving away one of the $2,000 prize packages out of eight different prize packages that we're giving away next weekend at the show. They're giving away an ultimate outdoor cooking package featuring a big green egg from Leisure Depot, and Frank will be telling us about that. We'll also be talking with First Class Painting and Restoration's Tia Amos, and First Class Painting and Restoration is giving away a $2,000 painting package next weekend at the show. And then also we'll be talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks. And Mosquito Nicks, you can win a $2,000 mosquito misting system from Mosquito Nicks next weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. So as you can see or hear, we are gearing up for the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend with a lot of our interviews kind of focusing on previewing the Charleston Home and Design Show. And that's what I wanted to do a little bit today for our listeners. Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the Charleston Home and Design Show, and we're so glad to be returning to our home away from home, the Gilliard Center, the brand new Gilliard Center, located at 95 Calhoun Street in downtown Charleston. And for some of the newcomers to the Charleston area, we have been holding the Charleston Home and Design Show at the Gilliard since 2004. And so we started our first home show in 2004 at the old Gilliard Auditorium. And then in 2012, the Gilliard closed for renovations, $142 million renovation, in fact. And we continued to hold the Charleston Home and Design Show at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium for 3 years. And the Gilliard is now back open after their big renovation, and we're returning to the Gilliard, the new Gilliard Center, located at 95 Calhoun Street. And it's a great space. In the old Gilliard, the home show was kind of spread out over three floors. And in the new Gilliard, everything is on one level. And so that's really nice. Give you some of the details. Show hours on Friday are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Friday is our free admission Friday. And so if you come between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., you'll get in for free, which is a great thing, great value. And they're on Saturday. Show hours are 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Sunday 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And we have $2 admission on Saturday and Sunday after 2 p.m. each day on Saturday and Sunday. Admission's only $7 per person before 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. As far as parking goes, there's a convenient parking garage that's connected to the Gaillard right at 32 Alexander Street. There's also abundant metered on-street parking. And on Sunday, parking on the street is free. You definitely want to see the amazing transformation of the Gaillard Center, and it's the most beautiful venue in Charleston to have a home show, and so we're very proud to have a show there. We're going to be doing free design consultations for homeowners by volunteer interior designers. So we've lined up a number of professional interior designers who are volunteering their time to provide free design consultations for homeowners. And that is sponsored by tryaninteriordesigner.com, which is a new venture for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And you can go to tryaninteriordesigner.com and sort, look at different photographs of you can sort them by room, or also by designer, interior designer. And there's also some special pricing if you want to hire an interior designer, and everyone should try an interior designer. Don't go it alone. Get a free, and you can get a free design consultation at the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just call Charleston Home and Design Magazine office at 577-7652. We've got Home Show Restaurant Weekend going on next weekend also, and so we want you to make the most of your visit to downtown Charleston, and as you are exiting the show, we're going to give you a little coupon with about 8 to 10 downtown restaurants who we have contacted and worked out some special discounts just for home show attendees. And so you've got a short list of restaurants in downtown Charleston that you could go to for lunch or dinner after you come to the Charleston Home and Design Show, and just show them the coupon, and they'll give you maybe a free dessert, or take a couple dollars off your meal, or a free glass of wine. There's some different offers there from different restaurants in downtown Charleston. So it's going to be a great show. If you want more information, go to CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com. That's CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening next weekend at the brand new Gaillard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Rafael Quetaves with Real Deal Countertops. How you doing, Rafael?
Good, Tim. How you doing?
Good. Rafael, take a moment and tell everybody about Real Deal Countertops.
All right. Real Deal Countertop is a family-owned business that will take care of our customer like our own family, mm-hmm. Like we like to be treated. And what that means, family-owned business, we really mean it what we say, because it's myself on the front, my brother-in-law in the back taking care of the fabrication, and we have my brother in the installation. We have my sister on accounting. So it's really a family-owned business. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think everybody likes to be treated like a family. I would not put anything in my customer's house if I would put in my own house.
Sure.
So,
well, good deal. Well, Real Deal Countertops is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, and so what will Real Deal Countertops be showing at the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend?
All right, I want to make sure all the listening know that at the home show, what we want to do, we're going to bring samples, of course, what few colors that we have in stocks. I wish I could bring all of them, but I can't. Mm-hmm. I have over 200 slabs in stock right now for everybody's budget. And what I want to everybody to do is, if you're really serious to get a countertop at this time, bring your layout to the home show, and we will give you the best price that you're going to get in the low country. Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure, bring your layout to the home show, and we will work that number for you, and you will be happy with it.
Gotcha. So when you say layout, should they measure the existing countertops, kind of like draw a little handwritten floor plan or something?
Exactly. That does not need to be perfect. Just a quick layout. You don't need to be a professional to do it. You can do it. Anybody can do it. Just make a quick drawing of your kitchen, put some measurement in there, and of course, we will do a final measurement. That we're not going to cut. We're not going to do anything basically on the customer measurements. We will go back to the customer house and do a final measurement before we fabricate. But for us to give a price, bring that layout to the home show.
Gotcha. And that way you're able to give some instant quotes right on the spot?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. We'll be able to close a deal right there at the home show.
Gotcha. Okay. And when it comes to natural stone, and you were using that phrase, you said you have that Real Deal has about 200 slabs here. What is a slab?
A slab is the granite, okay? A slab can go by 10 feet by 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how big a slab. It could be even bigger than mm-hmm. that. Depends on the color. And we have all that here for the customer. We always invite our customers to come to the shop and take a look at their color in person mm-hmm. before we bring it to their house.
Gotcha.
So we always do that.
So the slab itself is what ultimately becomes your countertop.
It becomes your countertop,
and
exactly.
Sort of a little bigger than like a sheet of plywood.
Exactly. It's bigger than a sheet of plywood,
right.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Very, very, very heavy. And when you're buying new countertops for your house, the cost of the countertops is based on a per square foot basis.
It is based on the square footage, but at the same time, it's based on the layout as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we work a little bit different than anybody else, because we charge what we use. For that reason, we have to have a layout, because we know what we need to do that countertops. Tim, when you really get charged per square foot, you're really paying for the leftovers, and we don't do that. We rather see the layout and find out exactly what it's going to take to do that top. So that's why we ask for a layout.
Gotcha. And the layout itself, the typical kitchen is about 60 square feet on average or so?
It really depends the size. You can find a kitchen that's 35 square feet. But the shape of that kitchen, it determines the amount of material that's going to need to take to use that, to do that kitchen.
Gotcha.
So a 35 square feet kitchen, it may take a 40 square feet slab to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all depends.
And the homeowner's not paying for the entire slab, just the square footage of their countertops then?
Exactly.
Oh, that's good.
They paint what we use.
I gotcha. Yeah. And then the leftovers, I think you stone countertop people refer to it as a remnant.
Yes. If it is a big enough piece for us to do a bathroom countertops, and we do use those for those remnants for bathroom countertops.
Vanities.
Vanities. A lot of small pieces they have it. We use those remnants for.
Gotcha.
So, and we have a lot here. If anybody are in doing a bathroom countertop, we invite them to come down and take a look what we have in the remnant. Does not matter what color it is. Doesn't matter what was the cost before. We have one price, and that's it for the remnants.
Does Real Deal Countertops is considered a fabricator? You cut the stone, you measure the kitchen, cut the stone to fit, and then install the countertops. Does Real Deal Countertops also import your own slabs?
Yes, we do that. We import our own material as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step is customer call us. We will schedule a final in-home estimate. It's free. No commitment. We don't play. We're not going to pressure anybody to buy from us. We'll just we'll go there. We'll measure. We'll work the numbers. We'll tell exactly what it is to do that kitchen. We'll invite the customer to come to our showroom and take a look what they like.
Good deal. All right. Well, talk about the process, basically. So you just mentioned what you will do to show the customer what's available as far as the measuring. How long will a homeowner be without their kitchen while their countertops are being replaced?
If they already have a countertop now, they're not going to be without countertop any period of time. Mm-hmm. We're not going to remove their countertop to do the measurement. We're going to lace templating their countertops. And at the day of the installation, that's when we remove their existing countertops. Okay? And we'll put the sink in place. Tim, we are one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. We'll remove and dispose of their existing countertop. We'll put the sink in place for them. We do have a sinks here as well. And
those would be undermount sinks?
Undermount sink, drop-in sink, whatever a customer wants, we'll do it. We're a custom fabrication shop. We can do whatever they want us to do. We can do it. Once we have everything picked, we'll send it to fabrication. They can have the kitchen within a week.
Huh. That's great. That's great. What are some of the hot selling natural stone types that from Real Deal Countertops these days?
Tim, right now the hot is the white. The white and gray. And we have a lot of those in stocks. Those are the hot right now. It's the white and gray.
Are there certain names for those white?
That one is Shadow Storm. Uh-huh. It's really white and gray, look like marble, and it's really, really a beautiful material.
But it's a granite?
It's a quartzite.
A quartzite, okay.
It's a quartzite. It's a natural stone. It's not the quartz that men made. It's the quartzite. It's a natural stone.
Gotcha. And a lot of times people, they love that marble look. They want it in their kitchen, but marble's not the best material for a kitchen because it's a little softer, right?
That's true. Marble, it's more used for bathrooms. You know, jacuzzis, places like that, on fireplaces. Mm-hmm. But believe it or not, we've done a lot of kitchens in a marble.
So yeah,
it's really dependent what the customer wants. If they want a marble in the kitchen, I'm here to make them happy.
Right. You'll tell them, you know, don't leave
a I will educate them. I will tell them about it. But at the end of the day, I'm here to make them happy.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Real Deal Countertops?
Of course. They can go to our website, which is realdealcountertops.com, or they can come to the showroom, 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. They can call me direct, 843-729-1176. That's my cell. Or they can call the office, 866-707-1414.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Rafael Quetevez with Real Deal Countertops. And thank you so much to Real Deal Countertops for hosting today's radio show and also being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening next weekend at the brand new Gilliard Center downtown. Thanks, Rafael.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening this time next weekend at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with William Fields with Lee Filter of South Carolina. How you doing, William?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
Sure. William, take a moment and tell everybody about Lee Filter of South Carolina.
Lee Filter of South Carolina, we just opened our 28th office. Our home location is in Akron, Ohio, and what we do is install gutter and gutter protection on your home to prevent the gutters from being filled with debris.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So can Lee Filter be installed onto existing gutters or do you have to have brand new gutters installed?
No, it can actually be installed on your existing gutters. What we'll come in and do is completely clean out the system, realign your existing system, mm-hmm. Seal the inside of it, install more brackets to reinforce your system, and then install our perfect product right on top.
Gotcha. Why do people need leaf filter gutters on their house to begin with?
Well, the number two reason for people to expire is falling off their homes. And a lot of times that's either putting up Christmas lights mm-hmm. or cleaning out their gutters. So it's a great maintenance-free product. Once it's installed, you'll never have to clean them out again, clean them off. And it's a perfect product to keep all the debris out.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, you know, in the South, we have lots of pine trees and pine needles and stuff. How often, if your gutters are not protected by leaf filter, how often do you have to, does a homeowner have to typically clean out their gutters?
Most homeowners will clean their gutters out once or twice a year.
Uh-huh.
The problem with that can be, let's say if they clean their gutters out on a Monday and we had a big storm on a Tuesday or Wednesday, the gutters are going to be completely filled again, and it really doesn't take a lot of debris to stop the water flow. So with our system, it's maintenance-free, so they don't have to do that at all.
What happens once someone's gutters get clogged, and then you have continuous, you know, rainstorms happening?
You mean without leaf filter?
Right, correct.
The water will just overflow. The problem with that, especially in the South, what I've noticed is a lot of people do not have gutters on their homes at all. And what you'll find over actually a relatively short period of time is the fascia around the front of the home gets rotted out, and it also drops water right down to your foundation. So you get a lot of water and moisture in the basement or your crawl space, which can get mold, mildew. So with our product, you're actually going to capture all the rainwater. It's going to keep out all the debris. With clogged gutters, the water just overflows like a waterfall.
Yeah, water obviously necessary to life, but it can be the enemy of your home. You don't want water can cause rot. When you say fascia, that's I always think of how I remember the word fascia is it's the face of the house, and so up on the eave of your house where gutters typically go. If your gutters get clogged, the water has nowhere to go, so it's going to overflow. It's going to rot that fascia board, right, where the gutters are attached.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't realize is when that water is also running over the front of the gutter, it also runs over the rear, and it will just completely rot out those boards. And so what you find is they'll continuously replace the boards, you know, every 5 or 6, 8, 10 years. With our system installed on your gutters, you really do not have to worry about those boards rotting out at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a maintenance-free, like I've said. It has a lifetime transferable warranty. If you were to purchase leaf filter in your home and sell that home, that system would be transferred over to the new homeowner.
Gotcha.
Which is of great value.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, for sure. Is leaf filter installed underneath the shingles, or is it attached to the roof?
It actually is not installed underneath the shingles. That's one of the great benefits of our product. A lot of people don't realize, but as soon as you break the seal on your shingle, and there are several types of gutter protections that go underneath, it actually voids your shingle warranty through the manufacturer. So the benefit of leaf filter is it's attached right to the fascia, right underneath the drip edge of the home.
Nice. Will a homeowner or neighbors be able to see leaf filter once it's installed?
No, it's very low profile. You really can't see it from the road at all.
What's the leaf filter gutter protection system? What's it made out of? What kind of material?
It's 100% virgin vinyl. It's not made of like ground up plastic, recycled plastic. The virgin vinyl, it won't discolor. It doesn't get brittle in the cold. It won't get soft in the summer heat. And then on top of it is a surgical grade stainless steel mesh system. It's actually the same material that they put in heart stents, so nothing biological can stick to the top of it. And to top that off, it has a 50 micron hole. The hole is so small that you cannot fit a human hair through it, which makes it great in the South for pine needles.
Interesting. So you've got that mesh that covers the top of the gutter then, is that correct?
Correct.
For leaf filter? And does the top of the gutter where the mesh is, does that ever get, you know, debris that stacks up on it or anything?
No, because of the 50 micron hole, there's not a hole size large enough for the debris to grab onto. And it's also designed at an 11 degree tilt, so it automatically forces your debris down and off the system.
So the mesh itself is sort of smooth to the touch. It's not what you might see in, you know, in a big box do-it-yourself store or something.
Absolutely. Smooth as baby skin.
Gotcha. Interesting. Has Lee Filter ever allowed a gutter to clog?
No, we actually have a manufacturer's lifetime no-clog guarantee.
What about your competitors? They sometimes they say that no product can keep out pine needles and oak leaves and maple leaves and that kind of thing. Shingle grit. What do you say to that?
The best thing I can say to that is this: Consumer Reports did a 2-year, roughly $2 million study on 36 different types of gutter protections. And what they checked for and monitored for were how much water the protection could take in without overflowing and how much debris was left in the gutters after 2 years. Lee Filter is rated to take in about 2 to 5 inches of rainfall an hour. Mm-hmm. Once they did the study and the study was over, they opened up all the gutter protections to see what was inside. There was no debris left in ours. Hmm. So when you consider the authority on checking out products from a dishwasher to a television set, Consumer Reports has a lot of backing, and they rate our product the number one in the nation as far as gutter protection.
How did Lee Filter Gutter Protection handle the historic flooding and rains that we had this past fall?
Well, those kind of rains, there's not a lot you can do about that because that's just torrential rains. But if you were looking at a 2 to 4, 5 inch rain per hour, we could do very, very well.
Good deal. All right. Well, how can folks get more information about Lee Filter Gutter Protection?
Well, right now in Somerville, our office is located at 10162 Bellwright Road, Suite A, Somerville, South Carolina. You can go onto our website. You can research gutter protection through Angie's List or Home Advisor, mm-hmm. and we will be the first ones to come up.
How about a phone number?
You can reach us at 1-800-290-6106.
Good deal. All right. Well, we have been talking with William Fields with Lee Filter of South Carolina, and come out to see Lee Filter of South Carolina at the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks so much, William.
Thank you for having us.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops in Somerville, located at 818 Central Avenue. And we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening next weekend at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Frank Januzzi with Leisure Depot. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good. Frank, Leisure Depot is providing one of 8 different $2,000 home improvement prize packages that will be given away to 8 lucky locals next weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we're going to, in just a second, we're going to have Frank tell us all about the prize package that Leisure Depot is giving away. But Frank, take a moment and tell everybody about the Leisure Depot.
Well, Leisure Depot is a specialty retailer. We're locally owned and operated, been in the region for at least 15, 16 years now. And we're really devoted to the space outside your door. A lot of people, when they think about additions to their home, they're thinking about adding a room or redesigning inside. But there's amazing amount of space you have right outside your door that you can really create some wonderful living space out of. We've got patio furniture, heaters, spas, pools. It's what you can do is really amazing.
Anything outdoors, outdoor living oriented, go to Leisure Depot and you'll be able to take care of it.
Absolutely.
We even bought my wife and daughters went up to your place last summer and bought an inflatable pool slide.
Mm-hmm.
It was very reasonably priced. You know, sometimes people think if it's a local company that I'm going to pay more than, you know, one of the big box stores or something like that. Great slide. They had a ball with it this summer, and you know, we're hoping to get, you know, another season out of it too, which is good. It's an inflatable, so you know,
yeah,
those things happen.
Sure.
But Frank, when it comes to outdoor living, one of the things that very popular in Charleston is grilling and cooking outdoors. Talk about the about the ultimate outdoor cooking package featuring a big green egg from Leisure Depot that we'll be giving away at the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend.
Well, this is an amazing cooking package. I don't know how familiar you are with the big green egg, but it's a ceramic cooker, and this concept of cooking in a ceramic space goes back hundreds of thousands of years, and they've taken that technology and they've really perfected it. The ceramics that they use in the big green egg are one molecule away from the ceramic insulation they use in NASA. So it's literally space age material, but with an ancient history of this clay cooking. It really helps maintain a temperature. And what's exciting about this particular package is that, you know, a lot of times people come in for a big green egg. People love them. It's just amazing what it does to the flavor of the food and everything you cook on it. And you can bake. I mean, you can do everything on these things.
People have told me that they make big green eggs make amazing pizzas.
Yeah.
Wood pizzas.
Who would think? You bake a cake in your egg? But you can. I mean, you can do cookies. It's amazing. We do all kinds of stuff at the store when we have our events. So if you hear about one, definitely come by and sample some of the food. But normally when you get an egg, you're going to get you'll get what they call plate setter, grill gripper, ash tool, fire starters, charcoal. That's the kind of stuff that you typically would get just as a standard egg. But with this package, we're going far beyond that. So you're not only going to get all that, but you're also going to have egg mates, which are kind of like shelves for the big green egg, a custom fitted cover, a full assortment of big green egg signature sauces, and a flame boss. Flame Boss is kind of like a digital fan that lets you set the grill temperature and walk away, and the fan automatically controls the temperature of the egg for perfect results every time. So this is a little beyond just your standard big green egg setup.
Right. And the Charleston Boat Show is also next weekend, and we're hoping that a lot of people who we always see a lot of people from who go to the boat show also come to the Charleston Home and Design Show. And I'm predicting that that boater crowd, that same type of crowd that's going to go to the boat show, would be interested in possibly winning this ultimate outdoor cooking package featuring a big green egg from Leisure Depot, and we'll come on down to the Charleston Home and Design Show as well.
Yeah, definitely. There's nothing like doing everything outside, really. And so when you can cook outside, and especially amazing food like you can on the egg, whether it's hamburgers, whether it's smoking for pulled pork or baking or just doing stuff you would never think you could do.
Right.
Good deal. We even have an employee that cooked turkey for Thanksgiving in his egg. And also he did, I believe it was a roast beef for New Year's. So,
is it what's the learning curve on a big green egg? Is it difficult to to operate once you get it home?
I wouldn't say it's a difficult thing to do, but it definitely is a learning curve. It's not like a standard grill or anything else. So you want to pay attention. But there's plenty of recipes out there. We're always happy to help, and there's a wonderful big green egg community really all over the world. But there's certainly lots of help for you online at the store, and it's not too tough to have to worry about.
We did an interview. We did the radio show from Leisure Depot a while back, and I think I interviewed one of your employees who has a blog, a Big Green Egg cooking blog or something, right?
Well, that I think you're talking about Luke, and he has been doing some blogging for us actually on the Leisure Depot website, and he's been talking about his experiences as an owner of some of our products. A lot of our employees own and use the products we sell, which really just helps them with their own expertise on the product line, but also because they want them because they know how good they are. And yeah, Luke has purchased a big green egg, and he's been writing about his experiences with it. So when you say about is it difficult to use, he talks about trying to find the right groove, the right temperatures, and how to do things. He loves how he's been able to cook chicken wings on there. He's found a system that works for him, and he talks about that in one of his blogs. He talks about the Thanksgiving experience. They did a turkey challenge where they had the men try to cook a turkey on the egg, and the women cook a traditional turkey in the oven, and how that all came out. So yeah, there's several blogs about that, and he also likes our Yeti products and has been talking about those as well. So yeah. you can see all that on the Leisure Depot website.
My brother-in-law has a big green egg, and he traditionally cooks a turkey for us all at Christmas and smokes the turkey on the big green egg and just it's amazing. Nobody can compete with, you know, an oven baked turkey or anything like that. Yeah, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's amazing. There's different ways you can do it too. You can smoke it with different kinds of smoking chips and all kinds of things. So it's not. You can still do it three different ways, you know.
I like the idea of baking a pizza on the big green egg, and I would if we had a bigger family or if we ate pizza more often, I'd think about going and getting one of those outdoor pizza cookers. But we don't, and so I've been toying with the idea of getting a big green egg and thinking, hey, I'd be able to cook the pizzas on it too, as well as burgers or smoking pork butt or whatever.
Definitely. It smokes, it grills, it bakes. You can do it so much. It's amazing what you can do.
Right. Let me quickly give our listeners a rundown of the 8 different prizes that we'll be giving away next weekend and at the Charleston Home and Design Show. We always have local winners. We always publish after the prizes are given away. We publish photos of the homeowners with the prizes that they've won. And so just wanted to, you know, tell everybody it's a totally legit thing that we do every home show. But we're going to be giving away a $2,000 stressless chair from Danco Modern Furniture, a $2,000 flooring package from Floor Coverings International, a $2,000 mosquito misting system from Mosquito Nix, a $2,000 painting package from First Class Painting and Restoration, a $2,000 closet system from Tailored Closets, a $2,000 8-piece cookware package from Kitchen Craft, a $2,000 fire pit with a Low Country kettle set and Belgard paver circle patio kit from Coastal Carolina Hardscapes, and of course, the $2,000 ultimate outdoor cooking package featuring a big green egg from Leisure Depot. So it's a great prize package. You know, I know everybody about a week or two ago was going crazy buying lottery tickets. And, you know, I was thinking, I went out and bought $15 worth. And I'm thinking, I'm just throwing money away. There's the more people that are participating in the lottery, the less chance I have to win. Compare that to what we have going on, the giveaways we have at the Charleston Home and Design Show. You know, we usually get about 3,000 people who come to our show, and 8 different locals will end up winning these 8 different prizes that I just mentioned. And so I can't do the calculations on the odds, but they have to be better than, you know, 1 in 280 million or something like that for the lottery. 8 people out of 3,000 are going to end up winning one of these prizes. So it's a really good opportunity, and just we got a great lineup of these $2,000 home improvement prize packages that we're giving away, and we're so excited to have Leisure Depot involved. So thanks so much to Frank at Leisure Depot for arranging for us to be able to give away that $2,000 ultimate outdoor cooking package featuring a big green egg. Frank, tell everyone how they can get more information about Leisure Depot.
Well, we have a huge showroom, so it's always best to come on in the store and look at all the amazing products and talk to our specialists about it. We're at 8250 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, but you can always call us at 843-552-7272 or visit us on the website at www.myleisuredepot.com.
You know, and people sometimes think, you know, that you've got that very professional sounding jingle at the end of your commercials. Yeah. We have all the fun. So people think that you're a national company, but you know, it's worth noting Leisure Depot is a locally owned company. So you definitely it's better to do business with local companies than the out of town companies. So thanks so much to Leisure Depot and Frank Januzzi for today. And we want everyone to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend at the brand new Gilliard Center. And you might just walk away a winner of the $2,000 ultimate outdoor cooking package featuring a big green egg from Leisure Depot. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville, and we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show going on next weekend at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Tia Amos with First Class Painting and Restoration. How are you doing, Tia?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Tia, take a moment and tell everybody about First Class Painting and Restoration.
Well, sir, First Class Painting and Restoration is your full painting and restoration company. We do everything from start to finish and in-house. So we have our own designers, our own carpenters, our own electricians, plumbers, everybody comes from in-house. You don't have to worry about hiring somebody from the outside.
Good deal. Yeah, and a lot of times people think that painting is just painting, and really 95% of the work is in the preparation, and that's probably where that name, that part of your name, Restoration, comes in with First Class Painting and Restoration, because you folks just don't show up at the job site and start painting. There's a lot of prep work. What happens when you run into, if it's outside, like siding that needs to be repaired or some rot that you might run into, or maybe on the inside there's sheetrock there might be some stains, or maybe there's some holes in the sheetrock, and it requires more than just painting. How does First Class Painting and Restoration handle that?
Well, that's something that we would address. We can and do remove the siding and replace it, and do the same with the interior. Wood rot and drywall, everything could be removed and replaced by us.
Oh, that's great. And when it comes to the building trades, there are painting contractors, but First Class Painting and Restoration, you folks have several of the building trades within under one roof. You've got the carpentry, the drywall, sheetrock that might need to be repaired. That seems like that's kind of unique for a painting contractor.
Absolutely is, and that's what makes us different from everybody else, is that we don't have to worry about subcontracting and you don't know who's going to show up at the home. We've got our own people from roofing, carpentry, drywall. They handle the exterior, the interior, plumbing, and electrical of your home.
Nice. And that is definitely a convenience for homeowners, sometimes you say you want your house painted, or you want a room or rooms inside your house painted, but it's not as simple as that, because you can't just have the painters show up and start painting. You might run into some issues, and then the painting contractor is looking at you like, okay, what do you want me to do? I'm here to paint, and there's other stuff that has to be done, and then you have to think about trying to bring in some of these other subcontractors. So having all those subcontractors under one roof, and these are all employees of First Class Painting and Restoration.
Correct, they are.
First Class Painting and Restoration, you folks are a family-owned and operated business, right?
Yes, sir.
Talk about that a little bit.
All right. Well, Tommy and Melinda Welch are the owners of our company, and then we have Ronnie Weary, his mother, does our estimates, and they all just started the company from the ground up, and we've just grown and grown, and here we are.
That's great. Well, you know, and about how long has First Class Painting and Restoration been in business?
I believe it's 13 years now.
13 years. Awesome. Well, you don't stay around that long without having a lot of happy customers. So no doubt First Class Painting and Restoration has a lot of very satisfied customers. One of the things that is worth noting is First Class Painting and Restoration is we were supposed to interview the owner, Tommy Welch, today, but he and his wife and I guess your whole team had to head out of town for another project, because this is not the first one, but a second project that First Class Painting and Restoration is involved with the TV show Restaurant Impossible.
Yes, sir. And that's one of the joys of being us is that we get random calls from TV shows like for Restaurant Impossible. And then on the drop of the hat, they just ask us to go down and do a restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia this time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. So it's not even local. The first Restaurant Impossible project, that first class painting and restoration was involved with was a restaurant in Somerville. And I think it's on Bacon's Bridge Road, Valentine's Trattoria, I think. It's an Italian bistro on Old Trolley Road. And, you know, that one seems like that would be kind of easy. You could, you know, the first class painting and restoration team can roll out of bed and drive to the restaurant to do the work. But this one is out of town. It's in Atlanta, Georgia, you say?
Yes, sir.
At a restaurant down there. So a lot more coordination with you know, transportation and hotels and meals and all that stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
But it must be it's got to be a huge compliment to First Class Painting and Restoration to be asked to come back to do a second episode of Restaurant Impossible.
Absolutely, yes. It's a great honor.
That's great. Well, congratulations to First Class Painting and Restoration, and we'll have to be tuning in to Restaurant Impossible to, I can't remember the host's name, the fella's name, but he lives in Hilton Head. He has a house in Hilton Head, so we've been thinking about trying to get him on the cover of Charleston Home and Design magazine and perhaps in the future. But talk about First Class Painting and Restoration. You folks actually have a retail location, and you recently moved.
We do. We have recently moved from North Cedar Street over to Central, 1437 Central, here in Somerville. And we are, with our new office space, is much larger, and we're able to have our in-home designer, Melinda, is going to have her own showroom where she can have the samples available so customers can come into the office, pick their samples out, and then we can go from there with the design of their interior.
Hmm. Interesting. So usually painting contractors come to you, but and First Class Painting and Restoration can still do that, but then there's also the option of the homeowners coming to the First Class Painting and Restoration Design Center. And weren't you, I believe Tommy's wife, Melinda, right, is sort of the in-house designer?
She absolutely is. She also does, what's fun with Melinda is that in the process of helping you choose the colors for your home, she'll also help you choose your furniture, and she redoes furniture as well, and she's going to have that in the showroom as well.
Nice. Well, that's always a big thing. You know, we offer free design consultations with professional interior designers at the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend. And one of the big things that always comes up is homeowners, you know, trying to make sure that, you know, trying to get help picking paint colors, because they need help making sure that the paint colors flow from one room to another. And nobody wants to make a mistake and have to go through all the trouble and time and expense of you know, repainting a room. So they can sit down with Melinda and look at the floor plan and make those pick those paint colors in advance, so knowing that they're not going to be making a mistake.
Absolutely. It takes a whole lot of headache out of it. And Melinda will also take into consideration that the furniture that you have, so your colors go with your furniture, and you're not looking at something that's just not appeasing to you after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes homeowners can be a little wishy-washy about making those final decisions. Does First Class Painting and Restoration ever, you know, give you a couple of paint samples that you can put on the wall just to kind of see what it'll look like?
Absolutely, we do. And we'll actually come in and put the paint samples on the wall for you if you're having trouble deciding between a few different colors.
Painting is one of those, it's perceived as a do-it-yourself project. And do you ever get homeowners who contact First Class Painting and Restoration after they've attempted to do some of that themselves, and then they just realize they're over their heads?
All the time. We've actually recently had someone call in that needed an estimate for a whole home painting because they had painted it themselves, and They put on these beautiful colors on their walls and on their ceiling. Because they don't think about the skill that it takes to cut something in like that.
Right. It definitely takes a skill. And I look at my house every now and then at the precise lines where the painters cut in, and I think, I could have never done that myself.
You'd be surprised how many people try.
Right, right. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about First Class Painting and Restoration.
Well, there's always our website, which is www.firstclasscharleston.com. And then you can also give me a call at 843-324-6006, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have. And if you're in town or like to stop by, our office is at 1437 Central Avenue here in Somerville.
Good deal. And what was the website address again?
www.firstclasscharleston.com. And it's the number 1ST.
1ST. Okay. Yes. All right. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Tia Amos with First Class Painting and Restoration. Come out to see First Class Painting and Restoration at the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks so much, Tia.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening next weekend at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing great, Tim. Good. It's good to be here.
Well, glad to have you. Ben, take a moment and tell everybody about Mosquito Nicks.
Yeah. Well, first off, mosquitoes are a serious nuisance. They're annoying. Nobody likes them. Haven't met a person in the world that loves a mosquito. Mm-hmm. And so we have one job, and that's to get rid of them for you. We like to help people enjoy their outdoor lifestyles. Some people that we know have mosquito allergies. There's just all different types of people, and we just don't want to leave them trapped inside, but rather have a chance to enjoy their outdoors. And we offer two products. We offer a mosquito misting system, which is more of like a permanent solution, and then we offer quick nicks, which is when we come out for a backpack spray and treat your yard. And also, if you have an event or weddings, things of that nature, we treat that as well.
Good deal. So the talk about the misting system. That's more of a permanent system, right?
Right, yeah. The system, basically, it's a smaller version of a irrigation system. What it is that we set a barrier around your property to where there's misting nozzles located about every 10 to 12 feet. And then the system mists three times a day for 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. And the solution that we use has low residuals, so some people are worried about it harming the environment and stuff of that nature. And so when the system goes off, it's about 2 a.m., 5 a.m., and then late at night. And so the good bugs, they're out during the day, and so they won't hurt them or affect them at all. And so basically what the main purpose of the system is to destroy the breeding cycle of mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, big question that I'm sure you get a lot is, does the mosquito nick system really work?
Yeah, I'd be lying if it was, say, 100% effective, because I don't think anything is 100% effective. Because if it was 100% effective, that would mean it would really, really be harming the environment. And that's something we really try to fight against. And so what we use is more of a solution that gets the job done, that reaches about 90 to 95% effectiveness. And so, you know, I don't think anybody can really tell you it's going to be 100% mm-hmm. effective, but I can guarantee you that you're going to notice a major difference.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, what do the Mosquito Nicks customers say?
Yeah, we have happy customers who have the sweet old lady, Miss Bernie. She calls us and she says, I'm a believer. And she said, I tell everybody. And it's so funny because when she calls me, she says, hey, I've got another friend who wants a mosquito system.
Wow, your best salesperson, huh?
Yeah, she's a trip. But, you know, it's people like Miss Bernie who, you know, she's got three homes within her family that's just been passed down from generation, and one downtown, and then she's got a plantation home, And they couldn't go out to their plantation home for a long time because it was just, you know, foliage had grown up and the mosquitoes were just awful. And, you know, and her husband and boys liked to hunt and things of that nature. And so we were able to come in, and it was our first system that we installed in her home. And she was like, oh, my Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord.
So it really that's like a true before and after scenario where she there was obviously a reason that she called Mosquito Nicks because she was experiencing serious problems with mosquitoes. And then afterwards, she is happily surprised and saying it really works.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because she's just – it's so funny because we are a mosquito business. I mean, I love our company and I love helping people. And so it's just really cool to – I guess – everybody likes affirmation sometimes, but to be affirmed in that, man, you really do have a great product that really works and helps people like her. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think everybody has, you know, we don't have to convince anybody about, you know, why you don't want mosquitoes around. You know, sometimes you might take a look at a small child, a little baby or something that you know, is defenseless from mosquitoes and the mosquitoes have attacked and they've got those little... you know, little bite marks all over his or her face, and it's, you just hate those darn mosquitoes. What about gnats? What about the no-see-ums? How does the Mosquito Nick system work on them?
Yeah, they're even worse. Yeah. So once you put the system in, after about a month or 2 months, it's really once it starts attacking the mosquitoes and eliminates that, it's really going to affect more on the no-see-ums and gnat level. Again, we have an entomologist on staff, so, you know, a study of bugs. And so his main job is just to focus on this one area and how we can attack that. And so what we've developed is we've developed a consistent cycle that eliminates mosquitoes, and that each and every day you're getting the same consistent spray, whether it rains or anything, because rain really dilutes a lot of everything that's sprayed. To attack these things. And so once we have done a good job of breaking down that breeding cycle of mosquitoes, that's when the system really kicks in and starts attacking a lot of other things. And so it's kind of like the system gets settled in for a month, and then after that, man, it really just kind of...
It build momentum.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's like technology. I can't believe where technology is today. You know, like I can't believe that... there's something that somebody can put in a home that really just, you know, eliminates things that are so annoying.
Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend and you can talk to Mosquito Nicks. They will be there. And then you can also register to win a Mosquito Nicks misting system. And that's part of the that's one of eight different $2,000 prizes that we're giving away next weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And so the $2,000 mosquito misting system from Mosquito Nicks, tell us what you're going to be doing with that winner.
Yeah, we're going to completely, that's pretty much getting a free system. Mm-hmm. And and also on top of that, we're not going to charge for any of the service. And so basically you're getting a free system with service for the whole entire year. And so, come to the home show and enter to win that.
That's great. That's great. Well, that's one of eight different prizes, including a big green egg cooking package, a $2,000 closet system, quite a eight different prizes, all worth a minimum of $2,000 that eight different lucky local people will win next weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Well, how can folks get more information about Mosquito Nicks?
Yeah, check us on the web. It's Mosquito Nicks, Mosquito N-I-X, Charleston.com. And you can give me a call anytime, 843-566-4261, 843-566-4261, and I'll be available anytime.
All right. Well, we have been talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks, Tim. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you, the things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.